Part 4. Literal and Inferential Understanding. Listen to the text carefully and answer questions 11 to 14. For each question, choose the correct answer and write the number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
Long ago, a dinosaur lived in a jungle with other animals. One day, the dinosaur was singing as usual in the jungle. It had a lovely voice and could sing well. However, it got bored after a while and decided to dance as well as sing. When it pounded the ground with its feet, it made loud booming sounds that woke a dragon up. "Stop dancing," yelled the dragon. "I am not dancing in your cave," shouted the dinosaur back at the dragon, "so I can continue to dance and sing as long as I want to." Hour after hour, the dinosaur danced as he sang. The dragon could not sleep. The booms were unbearable, so the dragon wanted to move out. It started to pack. When the dinosaur was taking a break from dancing, it saw some animals carrying heavy packages. "What are you doing?" it asked the tiger. "I am taking my things to another den." "I am taking my things to another den," the tiger replied. "What are you doing?" it asked the elephants. "We are moving to a quieter place," the elephant said. "Why is everyone moving?" the dinosaur wondered. The dragon walked past the dinosaur with its stuff and said, "Now you can dance and sing all you want. We are all moving out." Oh no! The dinosaur realized that it would soon lose its friends should the animals move away. It pleaded apologetically with the animals to stay. They had one condition, that it stopped dancing. The dinosaur agreed readily.
Question 11. Why did the dinosaur decide to dance? Question 12. When did the dinosaur realize that the animals were moving out? Question 13. Why were the elephants moving away? Question 14. Why did the dinosaur beg the animals to stay?
Listen to the text again. Long ago, a dinosaur lived in a jungle with other animals. One day, the dinosaur was singing as usual in the jungle. It had a lovely voice and could sing well. However, it got bored after a while and decided to dance as well as sing. When it pounded the ground with its feet, it made loud booming sounds that woke a dragon up. Stop dancing, yelled the dragon. I am not dancing in your cave, shouted the dinosaur back at the dragon, so I can continue to dance and sing as long as I want to. Hour after hour, the dinosaur danced as he sang. The dragon could not sleep. The booms were unbearable, so the dragon wanted to move out. It started to pack. When the dinosaur was taking a break from dancing, it saw some animals carrying heavy packages. What are you doing? It asked the tiger. I am taking my things to another den, the tiger replied. What are you doing? It asked the elephants. We are moving to a quieter place, the elephant said. Why is everyone moving? The dinosaur wondered. The dragon walked past the dinosaur with its stuff and said, Now you can dance and sing all you want. We are all moving out. Oh no! The dinosaur realized that it would soon lose its friends should the animals move away. It pleaded apologetically with the animals to stay. They had one condition, that it stopped dancing. The dinosaur agreed readily.
Question 11. Why did the dinosaur decide to dance? Question 12. When did the dinosaur realize that the animals were moving out? Question 13. Why were the elephants moving away? Question 14. Why did the dinosaur beg the animals to stay?